Hello everybody. Welcome to this encounter. Welcome to this experience beyond borders. You will be able to connect yourself with other dancers across Europe. We're going to exchange our energies, our vibrations. I will guide you throughout the whole experience. You're free to interpret my instructions as you wish. Shall we go? You're standing or sitting. During the process, in between instructions, you can move freely. Take a deep breath through your nose and breathe out slowly through your mouth, making a slight whistling sound. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath through your nose again and breathe out slowly through your mouth, again making a slight whistling sound. Take a deep breath through your nose again and breathe out slowly through your mouth. Press against your shoulders with your hands. Against the back of your neck. And put your hands on your head. Put your fingertips on your forehead. And tap on your forehead, going down onto your cheeks, then onto your jaw. Join your hands in front of you, palm to palm. Rub them together quickly to create some heat. Then take time to diffuse this heat on the back of your neck, your chest, your belly, your lower back, spin around, open your arms. You're in a tropical rain, the water is streaming all over your body. Using the palm of your hand, remove the water from your entire body, from your arms, your chest, from your back, your legs, your calves, your feet. You can quietly open your eyes. Put your body in the starting position. Stretch your back. Stretch the back of your neck. Stretch your back and breathe in. Breathe out. Look at the floor and let your back slowly go down using simply the weight of your head. Slowly. Come back up. Look at the sky. Then look in front of you. Tilt your head to one side and to the other side. Lower your chin towards your throat and make a full circle with your head to one side. Then a circle in the other direction. Breathe. Breathe in, lift your shoulders up. Breathe out and let your shoulders come back down. Bend your knees. And again, breathe in, stretch your legs, lift your shoulders up. Breathe out and let your shoulders come back down and slightly bend your knees. Breathe in one last time, lift your shoulders up. Breathe out and let your shoulders come back down and slightly bend your knees, stretch your legs. Open your arms wide and reach up towards the clouds with your fingertips. Catch a ball firmly with your hands. Let it guide you through the space around you, in front of you, behind you, on the sides. Throw the ball, stand upright. Open the curtain with your hand. You're entering a long corridor. A waterfall appears in front of you. Dive in with both your arms to cross it. You've now arrived on a beach. Grab a handful of sand and another one with your other hand. Whilst keeping the sand in your hands, spin your wrists. Pause your movement and release the sand by gently opening your hand. Start spinning your wrists again and move your little finger first all the way to your thumb, as if your hands were fans. Your movement starts to include your elbows, your shoulders. Keep spinning your wrists against your back, up the back of your neck. Let the movement drive your body through the space around you. In front of you, behind you, on the sides. Your eyes follow the dance of your hands. Now meet with another dancer and share your movement with them. Gradually speed up your dance until you reach maximum speed. First stop. Spread your arms and create a statue. Memorize this position in your body, paying attention to your legs, your back, your arms, and where you're looking. Look around you. You have now arrived on the shore of the lake. Like a flamingo, your skull is guiding your whole body, drawing circles downwards, upwards. Dive forward, come back up. Dive towards one side, come back through the other side, and navigate freely following this principle. Now end the movement with your statue. Release your arms Return to a standing position. Both legs parallel like two railroad tracks. Slightly bend your knees. Extend your legs. Take two steps forward and three steps back. Place your right foot far to the side. Come back to the center. Place your left foot far to the side and come back to the center. Place your right foot to the side. Bend your knees. Ground yourself firmly to the floor. Look to one side, rotating your chest, and then to the other side. And let your arms follow this movement freely between each side. Amplify the movement of your arms and let them float through the air. Bigger. Higher. Now grab a weighted chain with both your hands. The weight makes you swing and travel through the space. Keep moving with this weight. It goes over your head, behind your back, to the sides, and in front of you. End the movement slowly whilst turning and drop the chain onto the ground. Stand up. You've arrived into a room where walls are covered with cushions. You're pushing a cushion with your shoulder, then with your back, the other shoulder, your chest, and lift your head up. The wind is rising and you're moving from one wall to the other. You're very light. The wind gets stronger. It lifts your arms and makes them wave like ribbons. The gusts drag you faster and faster from one side to the other. Your arms tremble. The wind drops. Place both hands against the wall and push forward to widen the space. Cross the wall and walk into the forest. Keep walking. You're now ready to enter my universe. Push the door open and follow me. You've just arrived on the moon. Turn back to look at the sun. Turn to the other side. You admire the shining earth. Come back to face the sun. Your feet standing firmly on the ground. Start walking on the spot whilst rolling your hips. Keep walking and then naturally wave your shoulders. Your hands are floating all around your head, one after the other. From your face to the back of your neck, around the sides of your head, your fingertips caress the back of your neck. Your hands become two fish avoiding each other, circulating on either side of your body. Cross your fingers. You're holding the heavy chain. You can feel the weight at the end of the chain pulling you down. Swing it slowly to one side, then to the other. To one side, Pass it behind your head whilst looking at the sky. Keep playing with it. And put the chain down in front of you. You're discovering a new planet. Here, plants have taken over. Your arms become lianas, growing and expanding around you. Your chest looks to one side and to the other. The lianas keep balancing. They wrap your chest, your hips, and then from your leg, they come all the way down to the ground. Stand up, take a few steps. You're facing an ivy curtain. Pull it open with one hand. You're walking through a long corridor, facing the waterfall again. Dive into it to catch a bow. Stand up and aim at the citadel. Draw the bow with one leg open. Release it, draw it harder, and shoot your arrow. Your arms become tentacles. Your tentacles are searching through the thick fog for a golden javelin stuck into a tree. There it is. Take the javelin, tear it off, turn around and throw it. Dive again to grab your bow. Stand up to aim at the citadel. Draw the bow with one leg open and shoot your arrow. Your tentacles pick up a fisherman's net. Make it turn widely around your head. Once, twice, three times. And you throw it into the water. Look behind you. You're facing the sea. Catch the ball and draw a big S into the air, from top to bottom, and then from bottom to top. Throw it behind you. Riding on a barrel, use both your hands to grab the big wooden spoon in front of you. Stir widely a first time, then a second time. Plunge the spoon between your legs, throw it towards the sky whilst jumping. Turn around. You're on the barrel again. Grab the giant spoon with both your hands. Stir again and again. Plunge the spoon between your legs and throw it towards the sky whilst jumping. Grab the rope in front of you. Move forward by pulling the rope with one hand, then the other hand. Moving forward, one hand, the other. Stop. Wave the rope up and down with all your body. Once again. Even bigger, even stronger. Throw the rope up in the air and make a full spin on yourself. Drop your foot far to the side to create an antique statue. Then come back. Drop the other foot to the side. Make a new statue. Come back. Statue. New statue. Change your statue. Final statue. Jump from one island to another. Jump, jump, statue. Jump, jump, statue. Jump, jump, statue. Jump, jump, statue. Your arms kept parallel become paintbrushes. Let your pelvis swing from side to side until you're painting big eights in the air. Pause your movement. Look at your hands and bring them in front of your face. Form a shovel with your two hands. Step aside and dig. Then dig onto the other side and dig in front of you. Open your arms. Stand up and look at the sky. You welcome a warm rain spinning around. Offer your neck to the rain. Find the shovel again. Step aside and dig. Then dig to the other side and dig in front of you. Welcome the rain, arms wide open as you're spinning on the spot. A huge air bubble lands on your arms. Rock it and make it travel by walking to one side. The air bubble flies away. Follow it with your eyes towards the sky and with your hands as high as possible. Raise one knee, it is pulling you forward, then the other knee, and keep walking like this while raising one arm and the other, again and again. Do it faster and free all your energy, letting your imagination run free to move your body. This dance is all yours, you know. Enjoy it. You can move as you like. Move your pelvis, your back. Good. Bigger. Don't forget the head. Slow down gradually and turn onto yourself. Stop. Your arms gently embrace your body. Your hands relax and gently come floating around your head. They travel behind your head as you look up to the sky gently. Release your arms, relax your hands. Close your eyes. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Open your eyes. And wave to the people around you. Thank you everyone for joining me on this journey. Thank you for the dance.